There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is the Business Breakfast.
Live from the Etisalat and DubaiEye SME Seminar at the Etisalat Hub at the One JLT. Kickstart your business at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub.
DubaiEye 103.8.
Well, Richard is down there at the moment in JLT for our SME event with Etisalat. 40 Business Breakfast listeners at the moment are hearing from a panel of experts who basically have been there and done that when it comes to starting up businesses. They're learning from what went well and they're learning from what didn't. Richard's also been sharing some of his experts' advice with us.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, with another one of our speakers now, another friend of the Business Breakfast, Rabi Bourashid, is the founder of the drones company Feds, or Falcon Eye Drones, as we used to know it. Rabi, great to have you here. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. Love it.
So let's talk about your journey as an entrepreneur. If we rewind 5 years, you've got a really good job in marketing with a big multinational company in the food and beverage business. You did a lot of great work in Africa, I'm sure being really well paid for it and having a lot of fun. How do you go from being a marketing guy in a food and beverage multinational to running this high-tech drones company in Dubai?
Well, I always had this entrepreneurship in me anyway, so we always had small business on the side. And the biggest reason I wanted to go back to the Middle East, where I'm from, and start a new business of some sort. And at the time, drones were starting to pick up. And looking into the market, and at the time, there was nobody doing this. And we could easily see the benefits that the drone can bring to so many industries. So we did our homework. We spent about a year and a half just studying what could be done, which is the best market in the Middle East. And eventually Dubai was a no-brainer and we decided to come and set it up here.
But that's when you still had your day job.
Yes, almost. I did. And one more decision was made that we're going to move. I did have about a year of setting up, you know, spending it just studying the market, studying the industry, understanding what drones can do before we actually, you know, moved full in.
And how did you set it up? Because there's lots of businesses where it's a well-trodden path. You want to set up a consultancy, that's fine. It's relatively straightforward. If you want to set up a restaurant, 12,000 people have done it in Dubai before. It's a well-trodden path. Where do you go saying, I want to set up a drones business? Because that isn't a box you can tick on most forms.
Yeah, that was a real challenge. So before we came here, there is no trade license for it. There is no activity for it. You can't just start a drone business because it actually doesn't exist or didn't exist at the time. We had to speak to the civil aviation, obviously, initially. So we asked, like, could we set this up as a real business? We spoke to the police force. We spoke to some security forces. They all gave the blessing at the time that there is no regulations, but any new technology is welcome here. And at the time as well, you know, the city was all about drones and drone, you know, the future and so on. And you know, that was a year before the drone award that was set up by the government here. So
that's the Drones for Good award.
Yes, that one. So we were welcomed with open arms, really, that, you know, set it up and then we'll see. Obviously then regulation came in and we had to change our trade lines about 3 or 4 times before that we had a fixed, you know, there is activities now to operate drones and fly in the UAE.
One of our experts here today said that the biggest challenge for setting up any business, and he's invested in many ones, is you have to accept that there will be a gap between the moment that you start trading and spending money on setting up and when money starts coming in, and you've got to have enough to get you over that gap. How big was that gap for you?
Yeah, it was a long gap. Mostly, we were a new industry. We're launching something new, trying to sell something that people don't know about, don't understand. So it took us about 2 years before, I think we broke even on the third year. So it took we spent money nonstop for 2 years, and then we eventually broke even on the third year.
And your main clients, it's the construction industry, isn't it, for surveys, is that correct?
Yeah, infrastructure constructions is for surveys and aerial mapping, and we do a lot of work for utilities, for inspections and asset inspections and oil and gas and so on.
So it's now taken off. You're doing millions of dollars a year in revenue, which is great. You're doubling this year. I'm sure next year is going to be strong as well. How do you manage that growth? It's great to grow, but there are challenges with growth.
Yeah, that is, honestly, that has been our biggest challenge. Going from, you know, 2 guys to 4 to now we're over 35 and we're recruiting another 10 by the end of the year. So it's easy to build the to build the brand and to sell something that have a huge effect on the economy.
It's not that easy.
It's a lot harder to actually manage, at least for me, to manage a huge organization now. So we're trying to rely on technology and ERPs and so on to just manage that, this whole complications of running a huge organization.
And what about the technology itself? You don't build the drones, you buy the drones. What technology or IP are you building or creating of your own, if any?
Yeah, the IP we're focusing on is data analysis. So we're relying a lot on AI to just deal with all the data. So initially we were doing it mostly manually or relying on all technologies, all software. Right now, AI is all about data, obviously, as you know. So we have a huge library now of data because we've been flying for so long, which is allowing us to have much trained models now to. So this is where really where our IP stands. And because we have a huge library, it's allowing us to have faster training than, you know, other players.
Final question. What's the one piece of advice you wish people had given you before you set up that you can now pass on to the next generation, the 40 or so people here who are budding entrepreneurs?
The best thing I would tell people is to once they have a good idea and they've done their business plan is not to underestimate the time and money it takes. So even after a very thoughtfully planned business plan, just they should double the amount of time and money that it will take to finish or to be ready.
Rabbi B. Rashid, founder of FEDS, Falcon Eye Drones, as we used to know it. Great to have you here today at the event here at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dean, for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.